So you guys may be familiar with myrrh from biblical stories. Even if you're not sure what it is, I'm sure you've heard of myrrh, right? So myrrh is a reddish-brown dried sap from a thorny tree that is native to northeastern Africa and southwest Asia. It's been long used in traditional Chinese medicine, and scientists are now testing the oil's potential uses, including for pain, infections, and skin sores. So today, I'm going to share some science-backed health benefits and uses of myrrh essential oil. You guys are listening to the Digest This podcast, and I'm your host, Bethany Cameron. Let's get right into it. 1 in 3 adults don't consume enough protein. And if you want to build muscle, lose fat, keep your immune system strong, and have all-day energy, then you should be eating at least 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. So if you weigh 140 pounds, that means you need 140 grams of protein every single day. For reference, 1 egg has just 6 grams of protein, so you need at least 24 eggs per day to get 140 grams of protein. And if you're a senior, you need up to 50% more than that. That's because as we age, our bodies require more protein to preserve muscle mass, keep us healthy, reduce recovery time from illness, and improve overall quality of life. Clearly, getting enough protein is incredibly important. But how in the world do you hit your target protein count without spending a fortune, endless hours in the kitchen, or eating 24 eggs a day? Getting enough protein might seem impossible, but it's actually easy when you add Prime Protein's doctor-formulated, incredibly easy-to-digest, and affordable beef isolate protein powder to your diet. Just one scoop has 20 grams of protein. And I personally take their unflavored version, which contains just one single ingredient. No stevia, no flavorings, or anything else added. Plus, Equip Foods Prime Protein is incredibly affordable to help you hit your complete protein needs for less than $2 a day. Tell me the last time you bought grass-fed steak for $2. Probably never. Equip Foods prioritizes working with regenerative farms who let their cows graze outside and sources the highest quality grass-fed beef protein they can find. And while they trust their partners completely, they still do independent routine quality and contaminant testing to make sure their protein is free of harmful amounts of heavy metals and toxins like glyphosate. The way Prime Protein is processed is the same way that bone broth is made, using low and slow heating to preserve the nutrition without any chemicals. The end result is the purest beef protein powder you'll ever find, and each scoop has the same nutrient profile as a 4-ounce steak. So if you're following a carnivore, keto, or paleo diet and you're looking for something to add to your smoothies, shakes, dips, soups, and baking, then you'll love Prime Protein. It's easy on the gut and contains all 9 essential amino acids plus additional amino acids. There's over 2,000 5-star reviews, and I'm just one of them. But the best part is that it comes with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't love it after 30 days, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. And you guys know I have a discount for you. So if you go to equipfoods.com/digest and use code digest, you'll get 20% off. Again, go to equipfoods.com/digest and use code digest. That's equipfoods.com/digest and use code digest to get a whopping 20% off. All right, you guys tuned in on a very special bite of knowledge because we're talking about how to kill bacteria, among other benefits. So myrrh is very well known for killing harmful bacteria. In fact, Ancient Egyptians used myrrh and other essential oils to embalm mummies. I know it's kind of weird, but the oils not only provide a nice scent, but also it slows decay. So scientists now know that this is because the oil kills bacteria and other microbes. So in addition, like in biblical times, myrrh incense, it's often in combination with frankincense. It was burned in places of worship to help purify the air and prevent the spread of contagious diseases, including those caused by bacteria. And one recent study found that burning myrrh and frankincense incense reduced bacteria in the air by 68%. So that's a pretty large percentage. Preliminary animal research suggests that myrrh can directly kill bacteria as well as stimulate the immune system to make more white blood cells, which also kill bacteria. And in test tube studies, myrrh oil has strong effects against several infectious bacteria, including some drug-resistant ones. You guys, that's super crazy. I'm already in on this, okay? In another study, myrrh oil killed all dormant Lyme disease bacteria, which can persist in some people after antibiotic treatment and continue to cause illness. So definitely look into myrrh oil for killing bacteria. Now, let's talk about oral health. So due to its antimicrobial properties, myrrh has traditionally been used to treat oral infections and inflammation. And now some natural mouthwashes contain myrrh oil. So just be on the lookout for that. So the FDA has actually even approved myrrh as a flavoring agent. So that's cool. What's even more cool is that when people with an extreme inflammatory mouth sore disorder, they used the myrrh mouthwash to treat painful mouth sores, and they did it for 4 times daily, and I'm looking at this study here, and 50% of them had complete pain relief, and 19% had complete healing of their mouth sores. And in a test tube study, they suggested that mouthwash containing myrrh oil may also help gingivitis, which is inflammation of the gums around your teeth due to a buildup of plaque. Just keep in mind that you should never swallow myrrh oral care products. So at high doses, myrrh can actually be toxic. So keep that in mind. Also, if you have oral surgery, it may be best to avoid myrrh mouthwash during healing. A study found that stitches, especially the silk kind, can degrade when exposed to myrrh. Myrrh also may help with your skin, and it may help heal sores on your skin. Traditional uses of myrrh include treating skin wounds and infections, and today scientists are testing these applications. In one test tube study of human skin cells, they found that an essential oil blend containing myrrh helped heal wounds. In another study, noted that myrrh and other essential oils applied via baths helped mothers heal skin wounds from vaginal deliveries. However, multiple oils were used simultaneously in these studies, so the individual effects of myrrh for wound healing are still kind of unclear, and I really wish that they had done a little bit more in-depth research and looked into which particular oils did what instead of a combination, but nonetheless, I also do want to point out that specific studies on myrrh oil, you know, are still evolving. There was another test tube study on 247 different essential oil combinations, and they found that myrrh oil mixed with sandalwood oil was especially effective at killing microbes that infect skin wounds. Now, let's talk about pain and swelling. I mean, we've all experienced pain, and I'm 100% sure that everyone listening has experienced a headache, joint, and some kind of back pain. It's really, really common. What's cool is that myrrh oil contains compounds that interact with opioid receptors and tell your brain you're not in pain. Myrrh also blocks the production of inflammatory chemicals that can lead to swelling and pain. And when people prone to headaches took a multi-ingredient supplement containing MERS pain-relieving compounds, their headache pain was reduced by about two-thirds during the six-month study. Now, you can buy myrrh containing homeopathic rubbing oils and other essential oils meant to relieve pain when applied directly to sore body parts, right? However, these haven't been studied, so use with caution and at your own risk. Now, I want to touch a little bit on the antioxidant properties in myrrh because it does have a powerful antioxidant property and compound that combats oxidative damage. A test tube study found that myrrh oil was more effective than vitamin E, which is a powerhouse and full of antioxidants, and it can even help fight free radicals. So oxidative damage from free radicals contributes to aging and plenty of other diseases. So there was another study that myrrh oil helped protect the liver against lead-induced oxidative damage in direct proportion to the amount of myrrh given prior to lead exposure. Now, there's a lot of studies happening with myrrh, and I think that we should continue to study this because this could be the essential oil of 2024. I'm just going to name it and claim it right now, but you know, time will tell. There are two safe uses of myrrh oil for people. I also want to point that out. The first one is inhaling or applying it topically. So that's the safest, I would say, use. Now, the jury is still out on what method is more effective against helping protect your body against oxidative damage. They're deciding whether inhaling or the topical use, or you know what? I personally think that it depends on the ailment. So anyways, very, very interesting. Now, this next benefit will interest you quite a lot. I know it does whenever I talk about parasites. So if I haven't piqued your interest already, myrrh has been known to kill some parasites. Now, you can become infected with parasites from many sources, including pets, sexual activity, and contaminated food or water. A very common parasite infection in the U.S. is actually a sexually transmitted disease. In a preliminary study that I found, women who failed to respond to standard drug treatment for this particular parasite were given an oral drug made of myrrh. It was the myrrh sap specifically and its essential oils. About 85% of them were cured of the infection. That's amazing, you guys. There's even been an animal study that found that the same myrrh drug effectively treated tiny parasite infections that cause diarrhea. And as humans, we can get that same infection. Some human research suggests that this myrrh drug also may be effective against a certain parasite, which can cause liver and bile duct disease. Myrrh and its oil may prove helpful for treating parasites, especially in cases of drug resistance. Ingesting myrrh oil is not advised, though. I do want to continue to point that out, and long-term safety must be assessed. Poor gut health has been linked to poor immunity, depression, anxiety, brain fog, low energy, skin issues, including acne, and studies are now coming out that our gut microbiome is linked to obesity and type 2 diabetes. And in the world we live in today, so many factors and environmental toxins can hinder our gut and are constantly trying to break down our microbiome. Now, it's not practical we go off-grid and live away from society to avoid all these things. So it's important to combat them with a good probiotic and prebiotic to give our gut support and skin in the game to fight off infections and help us live our best life full of vitality, energy, clear skin, and regularity. But not all probiotics are created equal. In fact, many don't even make it to the grocery stores alive. So you just wasted your hard-earned money on something that is basically dead. That's why I trust Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic Capsule. This is a prebiotic and probiotic in one. If you've ever seen me in my Instagram stories showing you what Seeds capsules actually look like, it's pretty cool. That's because it's a capsule within a capsule. So if you open up the first capsule, there's actually another capsule inside. Seed's Daily Symbiotic is a prebiotic and probiotic to support gut health that has completely revolutionized the daily supplement world, designed to make its way all the way through your stomach and survive your stomach acid, with studies even showing its 100% survivability rate. And I'm pretty sure we all know what probiotics are. They're the good bacteria we need inside our gut. But without the prebiotics, the probiotics will die. You see, because probiotics are also living organisms and they need food too. That's where the prebiotics come in. They help feed the probiotics, helping them to survive in our body, which is what we want. Sources of prebiotics include garlic, onions, leeks, asparagus, artichoke, oats, grains, and legumes. But for many people with digestive issues, all these foods are off limits because they can cause other issues. And if you follow a grain-free diet or paleo diet, then oats, legumes, beans, and other prebiotic-containing grains are off limits too. So to make sure you are getting the full benefit of taking probiotics as well as getting what you paid for, Seed's Daily Symbiotic is what I would recommend to all my friends and family. And if you're not sure if you want to take the plunge, Seed is offering my community a whopping 25% off your first order so you can try it and see if you like it. They will send you a super chic glass bottle filled with all the goods. Then they have an eco-friendly, sustainable biomaterial refill system delivered each month after that. And you can cancel anytime. So even after the first month, you can cancel if you feel like it's not for you. But let me tell you, if you are taking a probiotic anyways, why not switch to Seed and experience the array of benefits countless others, including myself, have? And if you're not already taking a probiotic or prebiotic, take this as your sign to take back your health now. Just go to seed.com/digest and use code 25digest to get 25% off your first order. Again, that's seed.com/digest and use code 25digest to get 25% off. Make sure it's all lowercase. If you've ever wondered about the non-toxic air fryers, shampoos and conditioners, organic undies, and new food products on the market, and even some not available to the public yet, and well, you want to get the inside scoop, then you need to join the 20,000 plus people that are already receiving these updates via my Friday Finds newsletter. I share information that only my subscribers get in their inbox. Stuff like non-toxic kitchen appliances, new food finds, product recalls, food news, and even personal care products we all should or should not be using. My Friday Finds newsletter goes out once a week every Friday and has quickly become some of my followers' favorite things to open in their inbox. I've even started to include a recipe in this once a week newsletter. This is not published anywhere else and cannot be found on my blog. So if you're not part of the over 20,000 people that are in the know, be sure you're not left out by going to littlesipper.com/subscribe and enter your email. That's it. It's free. There's no spam, just helpful, insightful content full of goods, literally. So pause this episode and go to littlesipper.com/subscribe. That's littlesipper.com/subscribe. Now, a few other potential benefits of myrrh. I mean, they're still testing this out, but I do want to point this out as one, as a natural sunscreen. Now, there was a study that found that SPF 15 sunscreen with added myrrh oil was significantly more effective at blocking ultraviolet rays than just the sunscreen alone. By itself, myrrh oil wasn't as effective as the sunscreen. So it was just the combination. Even cancer now. So there was a study, it was a test tube study that I do want to point that out, that it suggested that myrrh oil may help kill or slow the growth of cancer cells from the liver, prostate, breast, and skin. Now, however, again, this has not been tested in people as of yet, but it does show some promising results. I also want to point out gut health. and myrrh. So there was a study that indicated the myrrh compounds may help treat intestinal spasms related to irritable bowel syndrome. And there was another study suggesting that myrrh may help treat stomach ulcers. Lastly, mold. So there was a study that noted myrrh oil may help kill mold, including the black mold that you see like growing on, like a lemon. You see that really bad black mold or any kind of citrus. It's the Niger mold, which is very, very bad for you. It's Aspergillus Niger. I even have an entire blog post on littlesipper.com if you really want to go more in depth on that particular mold. Now, myrrh oil, I want to talk about how to use it, how to apply it for topical use. So some general guidelines. So due to the risk of skin irritation, it's best to dilute myrrh oil with a carrier oil. This helps just to prevent the myrrh oil from evaporating too quickly and obviously irritation of the skin. So in general, use 3 to 6 drops of the essential oil per 1 teaspoon of carrier oil. This is for adults. Now for children, use 1 drop of essential oil per 1 teaspoon of carrier oil. You can also add a drop or two of the myrrh oil to unscented lotion or moisturizer before you apply it to your skin. And some people even add myrrh oil to products when they get massages. So if you're a masseuse or something like that, that's, you know, something to look into. Please do avoid applying the oil to sensitive areas, including your eyes and inner ears, and just wash your hands with soapy water after handling essential oils of any kind, just to avoid accidental exposure to delicate areas. We always want to be cautious of that. Now, inhaling. So you can add 3 to 4 drops of myrrh oil to a diffuser to just distribute the oil as a fine mist in the air. And even if you don't have a diffuser, you can just simply place a few drops of the oil on a tissue or cotton ball and inhale it periodically throughout the day. One simple trick is to apply a few drops of myrrh oil to the cardboard tube inside a roll of toilet paper. And then whenever someone uses it, a bit of the aroma will be released. So it's like a natural bathroom scented spray. So there you go. There's a fun tip. Now, are there any side effects? I always just want to caution people just with anything. Like other essential oils, myrrh oil is very concentrated. So you only need a few drops at a time. Avoid diffusing it close to babies and young children. It's also just, you know, it's unclear how much they'll inhale and how much is safe for them. I also want to emphasize that no one should swallow myrrh oil as it can be very toxic. So, I mean, that pretty much explains why it can kill off parasites when used correctly in the drug I previously talked about, right? So just always use with caution there. So some people should be especially cautious with myrrh oil and may need to avoid it entirely. So keep this in mind if any of the following conditions apply to you, and that is if you are pregnant or breastfeeding, also if you have, or if you are on any kind of blood thinning drugs or have just taken any kind of blood thinning over the counter medication. Also, if you have heart problems, if you have diabetes, you know, always talk with your doctor. Or if you are coming up on a surgery or just had surgery, myrrh may interfere with blood sugar control during and after surgery. So just discontinue use of myrrh products 2 weeks before surgery or as advised by your surgeon. Again, just it's always important to, you know, do your research and work with a healthcare practitioner if you are going to really strongly implement myrrh into your regimen. And as always, you guys, I always encourage you to also just do your own research and speak up for your health, because in the end, if you don't speak up for your health, no one else will. I do think the studies to support myrrh oil's benefits are quite encouraging. So I would definitely explore the benefits with the guidance of a healthcare practitioner. Thanks again, guys, for listening to the Digest This podcast, and I'll see you guys this Wednesday. Thanks for listening to this episode of Digest This. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review in your podcast app to let us know. If you're ever wondering how you can support me and this podcast, sharing it with your friends and family is the best way. This is a Resonant Media production produced by Drake Peterson and edited by Mike Fry. To email the show, message us at digestthispod@gmail.com. See you next time. The content of this show is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not a substitute for individual medical and mental health advice and does not constitute a provider-patient relationship. As always, talk to your doctor or health team first.